That's all I have.
Thank you, Bob. And our first speaker is Mr. Bowman.
Yes, sir. I got a bill from my insurance company here that shows that I had $11,000 worth of hail damage to that trailer. And they replaced it, and they told me that I had to get some kind of protection for it if before they would take it and fix it again. His picture there, his view there, is a good, it's good information there. I have no other way of covering that thing. It'd be a portable type metal carport that, I don't know how to say it, but if it becomes a problem, it can be moved, is what I'm saying. You got any questions for me that...
I have one and now maybe two. The first is, in reading the information that was provided us, you indicated that you might be able to...
I'm sorry, I can't hear.
I'll speak up. In the information that I read, it said that you're asking for three, but you might be okay with a 2-foot setback. Have you given further thought to that? And there's a reason I'm asking. We hate to give, variances that... might be viewed upon by others as a precedent. And in some instances, if both guys were trying to do that at the exact same spot, what we don't want to do is create a problem, for a neighbor. So that's the spirit of my
question. Right. It should be no problem for my neighbor because there's a rock wall down to the next property that's approximately 4 foot tall.
I noticed that. I'm thinking... of other lots, other situations, and if both lots were on the even keel, and if both pads were in the same place, and both people asked for the same thing, when you get down to 4 foot, that's pretty darn narrow.
Yeah.
So I guess I was asking, and it's okay to say no, there's not a right answer to this, but if this board granted you a 2-foot variance, would that work for the process that you have in mind?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. 2 foot would be, that'll get me within 3 foot of the line, right? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And that should be, depending when they come in to put the carport in, depending on how they can do the, if you're facing east, how far they can put it up against that rock wall, that's for second level of my place there.
And if you can't, it's okay to say no. I was just very curious.
It would be close. I don't say it can't be done, but it would be a little bit of a struggle.
Okay. And I've got another question, and this is probably more for Bob. Since we're talking about a portable type garage structure, not in footings and all that, is that okay as far as other codes? Would we be sufficient to allow this gentleman to do that with this one variance?
It really would, yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, the regulations, they don't really differentiate between a more of a portable type carport structure and a
I'm thinking
and a permanent
of city.
Yeah. Yeah,
and I thought that was the answer, but I just wanted to be clear on that.
Unfortunately, these don't really differentiate. They really look at them the same way.
Okay. Do any other members have any questions for Mr. Bauman?
I do for Bob. Was as far as any neighbors, there was a notice sent out for this variance. Did anybody respond back?
We didn't receive any correspondence of any way. I believe there's a gentleman from the Homeowners Association that's or a couple gentlemen that are here.
Okay.
Do you have anything that you'd like to add to your presentation tonight, sir?
I really need that trailer covered. That's my big thing.
It might be nice for the heat as well.
I'm sorry?
Might be nice when it's 100 degrees out there as well.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Our next person to speak to this issue is Rudy Buzzard, would you come forward, please?
You better than me, Ken.
I'm coming to join.
Thank you. My name's Rudy Bizard. I'm on the I'm vice president of the board of directors out at the park, Big Bear Resort. And I know Mr. Ballman and Mrs. Ballman's done their homework. We just don't want to set a precedent of allowing what I call a permanent structure where you're pouring a footing, a foundation, and building a cabin on it. I and some other people view this as a portable building. And I know there's portable buildings. I've dealt with Scott Sterrett before. And a portable building under 9x9 or under 10x10 doesn't need a building permit.
Correct.
And I've seen them slide them right up to the edge of the property and nobody complains. I've seen other ones where they've had park model homes brought in, and I have one right next door to me, and they got a building permit. I think they did, but this was several years ago, and they built a cabin onto that, and it wasn't, you know, it was a park model home, so it don't fit into, it wasn't tied down, so it didn't fit into that. But I don't view, a couple of us don't view that as a permanent structure. Like you said, it's a portable building. And I just don't want to set a precedence where if somebody wants to come in and build a garage or a cabin, that they say, okay, it's okay to be within 2 feet of the property line, because that's where you do have those problems you brought up.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Real good. Let's see if we have any questions. Anyone have any questions for Mr. Bizard?
No, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Okay. It's time for discussion, motions. Probably motion, then discussion in that order.
Can we discuss amongst ourselves?
Yes, we can.
Is it possible to make a variance temporary while he owns the property or while the structure's there, or is once it's granted, it's granted for all future owners, all future time?
That's a very good question, and why don't we have Bob help us with that?
Well, I mean, honestly, it allows for any condition, so I think in all sincerity you probably could propose it as a, I don't see why you couldn't propose a condition that that would make it more of a temporary situation.
My thought was to consider the variance, but put specifically that it be an open carport and, you know, not a closed-in structure, and then it wouldn't, to me, really matter who owned the property. It would run with the land.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. It does, because one day he's going to want to sell it. That's an investment, and he's probably not going to want to take that with him. The next guy might want it, would be my discussion.
I agree. I like that. Yeah.
Are we ready for a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve with language added that would be specific to a carport structure only.
Portable carport structure only?
Yes. And I'm actually fine with the variance to stay as requested, 3 feet, if it's a carport structure, allowing it to be within 2 feet of the property line.
And I will second that motion.
We now have a motion and a second before us. And Mr. Ballman, I saw you might have a comment, and I'm going to go ahead and allow you to come forward, but I need you to come up here and speak if you're going to speak to us so we get it on the record.
Yeah, I wanted to just add that this carport that we want is just a metal frame that's got some rebar still in the ground to keep it from moving. It is totally portable. You can disassemble it and move it to wherever you want to.
That's what I saw in my mind, and I appreciate you making that very clear for all of us, sir.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion and a second before us. Is there any discussion concerning the motion as it's been made and seconded?
Yes, sir.
Bob, would you please give us a roll call vote on this motion, please?
Okay. Dan Boone?
Yes.
Howard Kitchen?
Yes.
Mark Weiss?
Yes.
And just to clarify, is everyone all right with the language?
The 18 by 36 is the correct size?
Sorry?
The 18 by 36 carport is the correct size as shown up there?
Yes.
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
We're good.
It'd be over top of a 31 and a half foot fifth wheel.
Thank you, sir. The motion is passed, and if you'll catch up with them later, they will get this to you in writing. Okay, we now have a second public hearing, and I'm going to have everybody come forward. I'll swear you in now, so don't forget to do it, but you can sit down afterwards because we're going to have Bob introduce it, and then we'll bring up our first speaker. And our next hearing, we have, I think, two people signed up, probably. Oh, well, Tim Friend, yeah, I see that. Are you the only one?
Yeah.
You're the first. Okay, that's you over there? Okay.
She
grabbed
me by your friend.
Oh, okay. I thought you're signing on the against line, but that's probably not you.
That's not.
Okay. Come on forward, Tim, and explain, and I'm going to swear you in, and then we're going to go through the project. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you, Tim. Bob, would you please introduce this next case?
Okay, this is case number 2016-4B. This is another side setback variance request. The applicants are Michael and Darla Brower. And this property is located at 310 Heavy Timber Drive, Ridgedale, Missouri. And we'll zoom in here on the property in question. It's right down here. Off of State Highway 86. It's located in the Oliver Township as well, Section 18, Township 21, Range 21. And of course, we've got the north, south, east, and west view of the property. The aerials were taken prior to the construction of any of the structures. The applicants are requesting a variance from the setback provisions of the Development Guidance Code. They're requesting a side property line setback from the side adjoining Bradford Way. They're basically requesting a 4-foot side setback variance, allowing for the construction of a new detached garage to be constructed 8.5 feet from the westernmost side property line adjoining Bradford Way. And so basically they're asking for the setback variance for this corner, essentially. The subject property is approximately 0.18 acres or 7840 square feet in size per the assessor's information, and is described as Lot 7 of the Oakmont Hill Subdivision Phase 2. The background on this, basically, I probably went into a little bit more detail than need be, but essentially I just went into the full history on the residential development here. But more or less, this was an area that's been through the Division 3 process on multiple occasions, these cabins are basically constructed at the front end with the knowledge that they are allowed for nightly rental. And so on November 20th, 2014, Division 2 Permit 2014-46 was issued, authorizing the construction of a 3,140 square foot cabin. The permit was issued as a Division 2 permit, again, because basically this portion of Oakmont Hills subdivision was approved, allowing for the nightly rental of each of the cabins. In late June 2016, upon submitting the variance request, the applicant hired a builder who began construction of the 300 square foot or 12 by 25 detached garage. Mr. Brower had misunderstood the process, thinking that the submission of a variance application was actually the granting of a variance request. Upon filming the site,